getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, believe it or not, it's time once again for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldie show, back for another week. It's just like last week, except it's a week later. Oh, man. I look out the window and it's yucky up here today. It's cloudy. It's rainy. It's like, I don't know, cold and cloudy and rainy. I don't know what the temperature is. I've been avoiding the thermometer. It's been kind of a gloomy week up here in northern Minnesota. Hope it's been good where you're at. Doesn't matter. It's all in your attitude, man. By the way, this is show number 500. Can you believe that? Wait a minute. Let me do the math here quick. I think I got a calculator in my phone here. 500 shows. And there's about that times that. That ain't right. I have no idea what I'm sorry. I do not know how to operate a calculator. Really? Let me try that again. That's better. That's over 8,000 polkas, give or take. Because you never know how many's in a show, but give or take. Anyway, it's show number 500. And I decided, at first last week, I thought, maybe I'll do a special show and I'll play all my favorite songs. And I thought, well, it'll take me about 6 hours to go through all the records and pick out my favorite songs. And then, you know, you got to narrow it down to how many fit in an hour, and there'd be way too many decisions to be made. And I thought, yep, that's way too much work. So we're just doing the same show we always do. Because if you do a special show for number 500, that implies that the other shows aren't as good, that there's potential for greatness, and you're not reaching it every week. So to heck with it. But anyway, it's show number 500. Nobody brought me a cake with 500 candles on it. Thank God. So let's just get it rolling. I got the Caravans Orchestra here. We're going to start out with a Live It Up polka. All right, there you go. Just like that, show number 500 is rolling. See, there's no turning back now. That's the Caravans Orchestra and the Live It Up Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another week. I'll just take the stack of records, we'll play them, and we'll find out what happens from there. I already have our official 78 of the week picked out. Thought I'd be at least a little bit organized. And I'm pretty sure that in this big stack of records next to me here, I can find a suitable waltz. So we should be in pretty good shape this week, all right? How about the Musical Stars Orchestra? A song obviously written by Marion Lush, but doesn't say he's singing on this one. Normally it says vocals by Marion Lush, but it doesn't say that. But it's the Happy Bachelor Polka.
Ой, я се лапечки пі, не боясь ще бить, не боясь ще бить. Як ще ловце бійом, то я менше дзепки. Як ще ловце бійом, то я менше дзепки. Ой, я се лапечки моди, мамо дуже ворон, мамо дуже ворон. Лема пшеничного і дзепчене моди, лема пшеничного і дзепчене моди. Помишлавим собі, тим, що ще вваже, ні то бачуре пов'є, тим, що ще вваже, ні то бачуре пов'є. Ой, не ведеш і женю, не ведеш і спєс, не ведеш і спєс. Бендеш і саленца, веде паранечесу, бендеш і саленца, веде паранечесу. Водене ми словками, бенде пане не чесо, цяве ми ночами, бенде пане не чесо, цяве ми ночами. Ой, словичек, словичек, пікне ви співуй, пікне ви співуй. Доктори сая, нехай за обіцює, доктори сая, нехай за обіцює.
See, obviously, that was Marion singing on that one. The Musical Stars Orchestra, that's the Happy Bachelor Polka. No, I have no idea what he was singing. I could pick up a little German over the years, but I've managed to pick up zero Polish over the years. So, sorry, can't help you out. You're on your own on that one. All right, I got Jimmy Maupin and the orchestra coming up here in a second. Want to talk about, briefly, the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, where you find 1,400 accordions all in one place. Think how many keys and buttons and reeds that is, all in one building. Boggles the mind, doesn't it? Right there in Superior, Wisconsin, you can pay them a visit. We're coming kind of toward the end of tourist season now, although the North Shore of Lake Superior is pretty spectacular, even when it's 20 below and snowing, but you got to be pretty thick-skinned. But you can check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. A lot of pictures there, the museum, a lot of information, a lot of historical stuff. You can read about all the stuff you missed out on this year, so you want to plan ahead a little more better for next year. And then, of course, they got the repair and a technician school. I mean, somebody's got to learn to fix accordions, right? That's not something they teach in the VOTEC in your neighborhood, I'll bet. Yeah, and they've got all the history and all the paperwork and all the archives. That's what they are. Put away for you to look stuff up. Maybe you're doing a thesis on the history of the button box. Where better place to start? Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. All right, so all you got to do, worldofaccordions.org. I was thinking the other day that there are bands that have a lot of, there are funny names for bands. And one example that comes to mind is Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. Now, you probably know Jeff. He's an actor, most known for being an actor. He was in like Jurassic Park and a bunch of stuff. You see him in those Get an Apartment Online ads all the time. He's the guy with the big glasses. Anyway, Craig cracks me up, and he's a excellent jazz musician. And he's got a band that he put together, he tours with, and their very first television appearance, they asked him, they were getting ready to do the show, and they said, what's the name of the band? And he didn't have a name. He had never thought about it. So he said, it's Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. Well, Mildred Snitzer is his next door neighbor, and he just picked the name out of thin air, and it stuck. And he never knew if she minded or not. And apparently he went next door one day. Hi, how you doing? You know, I've been using your name as the name of my band. I hope you don't mind. And she not only didn't mind, but she'd been keeping all the newspaper clippings and magazine articles about Jeff and the band that had him with the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. Anyway, so it reminded me of funny band names. And I thought, you know, I'm going to look it up. And there are databases, I'm not sure, on the interwebs of unusual band names. And I'm thinking most of these are rock and roll bands, but they wouldn't have to be. Like, here's an example, a band named Bob. That's the name of the band. Could be a polka band, couldn't it? I think so. Here's Abracadaver. See, that kind of fits into the Halloween theme because, you know, cadaver, you know, is like, you know, gory and all that. So that could be appropriate. Admiral Poopy Pants and his Dancing Teeth. Sounds like a band geared for children, perhaps. Adventures in Shrubbery is the name of a band. We have here Afghanistan Banana Stand, and that's a catchy name, I think. I'm just going to do a few out of the A's. Maybe we'll look at some in the future. Maybe not. Here's Alcoholics Unanimous, name of a band. The Alien Puppets, name of a band. The Almighty Lumberjacks of Death. Oh, these are terrible. Anyway, I just thought it was funny that there are, because I see a lot of weird orchestra names, and we have some that we introduce here, you know, and they're not that weird, I guess. Like, you know, we have the Polka Chips, you know, that's a good example. Here's the Arrogant Worms. Here's a band called Armpit, Attila the Stockbroker. Yeah, so I just thought there's a lot of funny band names out there, and I was just giving you a few because it struck my fancy today. I was actually hoping to find funny orchestra names. I always thought it'd be cool to have a band, an orchestra, and name it And His Orchestra. It would be like the name of the band. It'd be great. Anyway, Jimmy Moffat and the Orchestra here is one of those great records out of KL Recording in Hubertus, Wisconsin. I don't know. All I know is all their records sound especially good from that studio. Here's Jimmy Maupin and his orchestra doing the Valley Spring Polka. Jimmy Maupin and the orchestra there. That's the Valley Spring Boing Polka here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Show number 500. Sounds exactly like show number 238. It does. But if you go back to show number one, things were a little dicey. Man, that was the early days when I thought, I wonder if we'd get away with doing a polka show on the radio up here. And I started that, and then I thought maybe other people would like to do it. Now we're on 28 radio stations around the country. I'm still trying to get somebody up in Canada so I could say the show's gone international, but it hasn't worked out yet. So if you know somebody up in Canada that like to pick up Little Polka Show, doesn't cost you anything, man. And we would be worldwide international. Oh, yeah, you can actually, I'm not going to explain it here on the show because it's too complicated to explain it, but every single show going back to number one with the playlist for that show is available online. I have them all on a server on the internet, and every single one of them is available, which is cool because it makes the title searchable, and every now and then I get an email from somebody, and they're like, hey, you played a record from my grandpa's band that he made in 1957 or something. And where can I hear that? And I can point them to the show online, and they're groovy. And that's just one of the many services the Oompa Hour has that nobody knows about, I guess. Which reminds me, if you want to get in touch with the Oompa Hour, you send an email, oompahour@aol.com. Or you can leave a voice or text message to 218-259-2985. Again, 218-259-2985. Also on facebook.com/ Tim's Oompa Hour, which is kind of a cool thing to follow anyway, because I generally post the playlist for the upcoming show a few days early. So like on a Thursday or a Friday, you can find out what show is going to be playing the next week or whatever. So what the songs are going to be. And you can also get a request in on the Facebook thing, too. I check that at least once a week. I'm not a big Facebooker, but I do check it at least once a week. And which reminds me, if you go to the Facebook page and you click that you want to be friends with the Oompa Hour, that is groovy. And I love to, you got to approve people to be your friend on Facebook. And I'm telling you right now, because there's a lot of, what is it, spam? Are they spammers? Scammers? I don't know, that I get a lot of, for lack of a better word, naughty things. Scantily clad women who would like to become friends. They're like, hey, big boy, you know, and you know that somewhere they're going to, so they're getting your name or your something to sell you something or do something bad. And they're just trying to get people to click on it because they're pretty. So I always look at the profile of everyone who wants to be a friend of the Oompa Hour on the Facebook. And sometimes it's real obvious. And I don't go to any that are all political. There's a ton of political people. They just want to be your friend so they can blast your page with political stuff. And I try to avoid that. So if I click on it and I see pictures of people playing accordions, or, you know, that you're friends with people who have Polish last names or German last names, or your picture of you wearing a funny hat with a feather in it and some lederhosen or something, so I know you're legit, you know, then you're in. You're in the special group. But if you're just a bunch of, you know, people that I look at your page and it's like nothing but political posts, or I look at your page and it's nothing but, you know, stuff that's obviously has nothing to do with music, you do not get in. There are standards, low as they may be. All right, let's get back to the music. For Pete's sake, here I am blabbing along. We're never going to fit in the usual quota of music at this rate. Here are the Jolly Brewers, and When Colonel Oompa Reviews the Troops. I don't think you ever heard this one in the Army, though. We'll be right back. Yes, there you go. When Colonel Oompa reviews the troops. That is the Jolly Brewers here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Just plundering my way through show number 500. Believe it or not, that's like being in the Indy 500, except it was all polka records. Why do I not have another green sleeve to put this record in? You would think with a big show, there is the problem. I put a Polish record in a green sleeve. Everybody knows the Polish records go in the gold sleeves and the German records go in the green sleeve. It only makes sense, right? Anyway, I don't know what I was talking about. I looked up a few more funny band names that I ran into, as long as we're talking about that today, because I thought this one was, there's a bunch of them here that are pretty darn funny. Like Bowling for Soup. I've heard of them before. That's a good name, Bowling for Soup. What else we got here? Congratulations on your decision to become a pilot. That's the name of a band. They're from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Here's one called Echo and the Bunny Men. I've heard of that before. Half Men, Half Biscuit. Classic name, right? King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. That's a good one. They're from Melbourne, Australia. Here's a band called Let's Get Out of This Terrible Sandwich Shop. They're from Chicago. let's see. Here's one called Natalie Portman's Shaved Head. That's a terrible name for a band. They changed it later to Bright Futures. Okay, that's better. Here's a band called Pigs, 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 Pigs. I had to be sure I put in enough pigs there. Rage Against the Machine, you probably heard of. I've heard of them. Rats of Unusual Size. There's a good name for a band. Says they're punk rock. There's a shocker for you. Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. Name of a band. Here's I got to be careful with the title for this one. You ready? Test Icicles. Got to be careful with that one. The Birds Are Spies. They Report to the Trees. Band out of Oslo. The Lonely Biscuits. Now, see, they're from Nashville. If they were from the UK, it would be cookies, because they call their cookies biscuits. You ever watch the British baking show? It confuses me, because they say they're making biscuits, and then they're making cookies. So, anyway, there's some more funny funny band names for you. I don't know. I got kind of sidetracked. Here's what's called, The Out of His Mind Polka, and it's Tom Duda and his orchestra. It's D-U-D-A. It could be, I suppose it could be Duda, couldn't it? But that's not as funny as Duda, because then you think, Duda, Duda, Camptown Lady, sing this song, oh, Duda Day. There, now you got a little free singing in the 500th edition of the Oompa Hour. Anyway, here's Tom Duda and the orchestra. Thank you. have it there. Tom Duda and the orchestra, Out of His Mind Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And I was just, man, I was getting a record ready to play. And it's one I don't remember. And the record says it was a polka right on it. And I put it on the record player and it was a waltz. And it is not one that I wanted to play today. I was looking for another polka. We got a waltz coming up here a little bit. And I was like, why does it clearly says polka right on it? And it's not a polka. Some guy at the record company screwed that one up. So I flipped over the record to play the other side, which is polka. And it's Gene Guzdala and the orchestra. And the song is called She's the One for Me. The title of the song is She's dot, 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 the one for me. Catchy, huh? So while I'm playing that one, I'm trying to do two things at once here. You would think show number 500, I'd be better organized. Well, I just realized we're coming into Halloween fast and furious here. I mean, that could be just a couple of days away from whatever you happen to be hearing this song, right? Is that, yeah. Because today's, it's weird. So I took a week off from work because I had to use up some vacation time. So my whole schedule of days and numbers isn't making any sense. But we're getting really close, which means I got to get out my traditional Halloween polka and get that fit into the show. Might even play it again next week. We'll see. But I got to see if I can find it here because I didn't plan ahead for it. So now I'm digging through a big old pile of 45s looking for the right record. I know it's in a gold sleeve and I know it's got an orange label, unless it's in a red sleeve. I'm not sure, but I'm looking for it. So I'm going to look for that. Will you listen to Gene Guzdala and the orchestra? See, I always feel so proud of myself when I remember the record has got what we call a trick ending or a surprise ending, you know, where the song goes da 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 and then they end. And normally the disc jockey would jump in right away. But if you remember they're going to go one more time, then you don't interrupt them and sound stupid. So I'm proud of myself that I got that right. All right. What do we got coming up? Got a waltz on the way here a little bit. Got our 78 of the week coming up here in just a few minutes. A lot of stuff going on in the show yet. Show number 500, you know. Every year at Halloween time, I pull out my favorite Halloween polka. And I managed to find the record. Well, Gene Guisdall and the boys were singing there. And I play this every year. It's one of my all-time favorite records. I might be making that up. You remember Eddie Lawrence, though. Most people remember him as the old philosopher. But he did do some other records, including the Frankensteiner Polka. And I dust this one off every year and play it heading into Halloween. Here you go.
Everybody scream. Everybody run
out of the way.
When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. Everybody howl.
Ow.
Everybody hoot. When Frankenstein is dancing, it's good. Frankensteiner Polka, that's the dance they do beside the River Rhine. Do the Frankensteiner Polka, but stay away from Frankenstein. Do the Frankensteiner Polka, oil stuff you in a bowl of sauerkraut. It's gemütlich. Ooh, when the monster gets unhappy, that's it. Watch out! Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. He's got lead in his veins and chains on the brains. He's a regular junk pile and he weighs about a ton. Look what he did to the big bass fiddle. He threw it out the window and he started to laugh. Look what he did to the grand piano. He banged one note and he broke it in half. Crunch! Look what he did to the concertina. He stretched it out and stretched it out and tore it right in two. Look what he did to the side of the building. He swung out his partner and she went right through. He made everybody hop. He wouldn't let them stop, but he busted up a lot of other stuff. But the night they played the Frankensteiner Polka,
so wonderful to know I brought two nice teenagers together.
Every year, got to dust that one off. 1959, Eddie Lawrence did the Frankensteiner Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How the heck are you doing here anyway? Show number 500, for Pete's sake. I got a waltz sitting here. I got Kenny Bass over here on the other turntable. I can't decide which way do I want to go. Do I want to go with the waltz? No, I want to go with the Kenny Bass record, because that's the turntable I switch over from playing the 78 of the week, so I can do that while you're listening to the waltz. See, you got to plan this stuff out, or things don't work out good. Kenny Bass, doesn't he? It says in his orchestra. I like it when it's the Polka Poppers. Another great band name, by the way. Here's the Payroll Polka.
Thank you.
Kenny Bass and the Orchestra. That's the Payroll Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. As you know, we include a waltz in each and every show, and the time has come to do this week's waltz because, well, you're dancing. I'm going to switch over the other turntable to play our official 78 of the week, so that's coming up. Eddie and the Slovenes over here, you ready to do a little waltzing? Kind of shove the coffee table out of the way and maybe the kitchen table. It all depends where you like to dance in your house, I guess. Here's Eddie and the Slovenes, Kiss Me Tonight.
Kiss me tonight while the moon shines so bright.
Sing tra-la-la, tra-la-la.
Please hold me tight when we say goodnight.
Sing tra-la-la-la-la.
With your lips pressed to mine, they're as sweet as the wine.
Sing tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
We'll be married come spring when the birds gaily sing.
Sing tra-la-la-la-la-la. Shine so bright.
Sing tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
Please hold me tight when we say goodnight.
Sing tra-la-la-la-la-la.
With your lips pressed to mine, they're as sweet as the wine.
Sing tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la.
We'll be married come spring when the birds gaily sing.
Sing tra-la-la-la-la-la.
There you go, Eddie and the Slovenes, Kiss Me Tonight. There's a waltz for you here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I don't know where the time is going this week. Oh, I know why. I keep getting distracted and talking about weird things that have nothing to do with polka records. Anyway, as you know, in every show, we always include at least one record that comes from a 78 RPM. You know, a shellac record. Everything sounds great from a 78. That's a saying I made up one day. And this is a great name for a band. This is a weird record, too. It's the Pennsylvania Polka, which obviously everybody knows. And I normally play our 78 of the week with a 78 stylus, a needle in the record player for the size of grooves in 78s. I won't give you the whole lesson now because I've jibber-jabbered away enough in the show this week. But you have to have a special stylus for playing 78s because the grooves are bigger. So I switched it over, and it sounded terrible. So I switched it back to the standard needle, and it sounds better. And what happens is the size of the needle and the size of the groove need to jive, but sometimes records can get worn at a certain depth in the groove, and by using a different size needle, it makes the needle ride in a different place in the groove and finds a spot that's maybe not as worn from somebody playing the record a lot. So I think that's the case we have here. Nonetheless, it sounds better with a regular needle than it does with a 78 RPM size record needle. So that's what we're going to do. But I love the name of the band, the Jitterettes. Doesn't that sound like a bunch of singers that have had way too much coffee? That is a great name. The Jitterettes with Donald's Musette Orchestra and the Pennsylvania Polka.
Thank you.
go, the Jitterettes. Great name. That sounds like a, I don't know, they've had too much coffee. Anyway, with Donald's Musette Orchestra, the Pennsylvania Polka. There's our 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on 78 here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. This shows you how bad things sound on scratchy, worn-out 45. They've been in the jukebox for about 107 years. It's a great Johnny Pecan song with the orchestra here. It's a clarinet polka. Everybody knows it. And this has got a little patina. Adds to the authenticity, don't you think? There you go, a little clarinet polka, Johnny Pecan of the orchestra, scratches and all. I came right out of a jukebox about 40 years ago, probably longer than that now that I think about it. But wow, that has really got some crunchy gook on it, man. I should run that baby through the dishwasher or something. Anyway, good to see if we can't squeak in a couple of more records anyway. Stand by.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, I think we're going to get a couple more in here. Maybe three more. We'll see how much we can get the disc jockey to shut up and play records and see what happens. Frank Wojnarowski and Teresa Zapolska have teamed up to do a record called The Polish Polka. And I'll tell you a secret, I don't know anything they're saying in this one, but it's a really fun sounding record. So they're having a good time, whatever they're singing about. Frank Wojnarowski and Teresa Zapolska. It's the Polish Polka. What else could it be with those names, huh?
We'll be right back. Moesha is the word for rose. Nosek is a little nose. Moyesetse means my heart. Vuzek is the word for cart. Ruja,
rose.
Nosek,
nose.
Serce,
heart.
Vuzek,
heart.
The Polish polka,
Polish polka. Learn and sing along with me.
Ja cię kocham.
I love you.
Jak się masz mi?
How are you?
And dzień dobry.
Means good day.
Learn these phrases for today. Word for kiss. Panna is the word for miss. Bojarenka means your hand. Piasek is the word for sand. Buzi,
kiss.
Panna,
kiss.
Renka,
hand.
Piasek,
sand. The Polish polka, Polish polka. Learn and sing along with me.
Powiedz czemu.
Tell me why.
Do widzenia.
Means goodbye.
And dobranoc.
Means good night.
Let's see if we've got it right. Róża, nosek,
nose.
Serce,
heart.
Buzek,
heart.
Buzi,
kiss.
Panna,
miss.
Ręka,
hand.
Piasek,
hand.
The Polish polka,
Polish polka. Learn and sing along with me.
There you have it. Obviously, the Polish polka. Frank Wojnarowski there. Teresa Zapolska here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Show number 500, believe it or not. Yikes! Louis Bashel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. Here's the Zip Polka. There you go, Louis Bashel and the Silk Umbrella Orchestra and the Zip Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're just about out of time. Working out pretty good here because I do believe I can squeak in one more here on show number 500. You know, I remember a couple of years ago, I was telling myself, you know, you ever get to show number 500, that's when it's time to retire from doing the polka show. Here we are, show number 500. And it's still fun, so I'm just going to keep doing it. I hope you don't mind. We're just going to keep these suckers coming, all right? Joe Riisatar and the orchestra. This is kind of a fun one. It's the Crybaby Polka.
Crybaby, cry. Crybaby, cry. Crybaby, cry. baby cry.
Go, Joe Recitar and his orchestra there, the Cry Baby Cry Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. And look at that, the old clocks are running out. Program number 500 is in the books. I feel like the pressure's off now. I can start goofing off a little more. Oh, man. Hey, we made it.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.